Today on Gardening in a Minute, epiphytes. Epiphytes are plants that cling to other plants or objects. Epiphytes use their hosts only for support and do not harm them. Unlike parasitic plants, epiphytes get everything they need from the sun, moisture in the air, and organic matter that falls their way. Spanish moss is an epiphyte, as are many bromeliads and orchids. Some ferns, algae, and lichens are also epiphytic. Epiphytes may live high in the tree canopy or on the trunk of a tree. Many are also found in the lower branches where they enjoy the shade. Some epiphytic plants can be grown in soil but require relatively small containers. Others can be grown on driftwood or slabs of bark fiber available from the garden center and make lovely accents for the patio or porch. For more information about epiphytes, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, wax myrtle. The wax myrtle is a popular native Florida plant that can be grown as a large evergreen shrub or small tree. The female wax myrtle produces grayish-blue fruit coated with a wax that used to be used to make candles, and it's the substance that gives the wax myrtle its name. The wax myrtle is easy to grow and can tolerate a wide range of conditions, but does like full sun and sandy, well-drained soil. It's a highly salt-tolerant plant that does well in seaside plantings. Use wax myrtle's dense foliage to create shelter and food for wildlife. It can also be pruned into a hedge or screen for privacy or a nice border. Consider adding this Florida-friendly native to your landscape today. For more information about wax myrtle, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fire ants. Fire ants are notorious for their painful burning stings, which result in itchy bumps that can last for many days. Fire ants are aggressive and are reddish-brown to black and from 1/8 to 1/4 of an inch long. They are native to South America and are considered invasive in the U.S. Fire ants build large nests, usually in the form of dirt mounds, but also in rotting logs and around trees and stumps. They can even invade our homes. There's no way to completely eradicate fire ants, but several treatment options are available to homeowners. These include baiting or treating individual mounds. Researchers are also studying and releasing biological control organisms like the decapitating fly to help keep these notorious pests in check. For more information about fire ants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, invasive animals. Animals that have been introduced from other places and have a negative impact on Florida's native plants and animals are called invasive exotics. Because invasive exotic animals have no natural predators in their new environment, they can multiply rapidly, causing serious imbalances in our natural ecosystems. Some invasive animals were introduced to Florida deliberately. The marine toad was imported to control pests in sugarcane fields. Other invasives have been released by unwitting Floridians who originally got them as pets. The giant Burmese python has become a problem in the Everglades. Often, invasive exotic animals are introduced accidentally to the state. The Cuban tree frog probably came over in shipping crates from the Caribbean. Other invasives include lizards, snails, eels, fish, and even some mammals. For more information about invasive animals, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fall vegetable gardening. In Florida, fall is an excellent time to start a vegetable garden. Cool season vegetables to plant in October include broccoli, lettuce, carrots, Brussels sprouts, and radishes. If you're planting in an area already used for spring and summer crops, be careful to remove all dead or diseased plant matter, including roots. You may want to have your soil tested to check the pH level and to determine which nutrients you might need to add. Till your soil a few weeks before planting and then add organic matter such as cow manure or compost. Make sure your garden gets at least 6 hours of full sun and is close to a water supply. Plan your garden carefully, and in a few months, you'll be rewarded with delicious vegetables. For more information on vegetable gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.